Admirals and generals write a brief to the Supreme Court not to grant Trump absolute presidential immunity.
Hoorah.
Granting presidential immunity would have grave consequences for the military, military personnel, as well as the United States being the guardian of democracy, and such a ruling threatens the safety of our nation and the security of the United States.
Hats off to the Stars and Stripes.
Summarizing, they wrote, absolute presidential immunity from criminal prosecution undermines his authority to lead military forces.
You think?
Yes, I do think. As they, the military commanders, officers, and troops, must obey the rule of law.
But not Trump. Not him. If the Supremes grant him absolute presidential immunity, Trump will be immune from prosecution. He will not have to obey the rule of law.
He'll be a dictator.
Trump has stated his dictatorial ideas.
It would be a mess real fast with worldwide consequences.
So one can foresee the chaos of being between a rock and a hard place that admirals and generals will find themselves in.
This response from the military is surprising, but it makes total sense.
Uh-huh.
Many of us have not considered that military leaders and flatfoots alike could and would be hung for treason if Emperor Trump became president.
We know how much he loves the noose.
Whether they follow his orders or not, they will be exposed to punishment, even death.
A firing squad. Isn't that what they use, a firing squad?
Well, he wanted, I don't know what I'm going to do with Millie, but yeah, there's something.
Remember, this is from a man that pisses on his hand before shaking a rival's hand. A man that thinks ripping off taxpayer dollars, employees, contractors, insurance companies, and banks is smart. A man who thinks that fraudulently applying for free stimulus, program, and project money from the government makes him a good businessman.
Yeah, good businessman, right.
A man that scams students and donors.
This is the guy who supposedly wrote Art of the Deal. Mm-hmm. But he did not write Art of the Deal. He had somebody else write The Art of the Deal.
Yeah, ghostwriter.
And in that book, he stated that he would pee on his hands before he'd go into a meeting with his opponents, and that he would laugh that they actually shook his hand because he pissed all over his hands and did not wash them. That's how this guy thinks. One up everybody.
I wouldn't say that's one up. That's a nasty, nasty man. Another thing, we have not contemplated the worldwide chaos that this type of governance would cause.
Even the military recognizes Trump's insane, narcissistic plan of dictatorship, a no-win situation. This is crazy. We are the United States of America. We elect presidents, not dictators.
Ditto.
We started this podcast to fight corrupt politicians and big business. Subscribe free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or YouTube at Screwed FM. Share our content. And let's take him down.
Let's take him down.